I'm Dr. George Flynn, and today I'd like to talk with you about some habits that you or someone you know or someone in your family might have that may be causing problems and not even knowing about it. And you're going to be able to inform them or maybe, just maybe, inform yourself about what's happening. We all know, and we've seen in football games and basketball games and any kind of sport, when somebody doesn't do as well as they would like to, when a team loses a game, you can watch the people walk off the court, walk off the field, walk off the track. And how do they walk off? Do they walk off head up, smiling, or is it head down and body in together and protecting themselves from the hurt and pain? Well, we see that. And some people, have noticed that football players can walk off of a field if they've missed a pass or if they've done something. They'll walk off the field kind of limping. And it's been titled by some people, the loser's limp. And they limp off the field and but far be it from us to criticize. It's just a physiologic mechanism that happens. It's them telling themselves, I would have done it, but my legs were hurting, or I was having some problem, a physical problem. I was meant to do it, but I just couldn't get there, couldn't do it. Now, that's one thing. But then when they come off the field and they're in a depressed mood, they're not feeling optimal, you'll see them hang their head down and they'll bring their body in and they'll walk off very slowly. You can see it. You can see it happen. It's just a natural mechanism. It's a natural posture of getting someone, to get into that state. They get their own selves in that state of, I messed up. A lost. And have you ever seen anybody depressed? Do they run around smiling and laughing? And no, they've got this serious look on their face. And you may have been depressed. You may have been upset. You may have been anxious. And you've got this serious feeling of impending doom. That's anxiety. And this can translate, from your mood to your body. Your body language is one of, I didn't do well. Things are not going well. They're probably never going to go well. Well, enough of this. I think you understand that your mood affects your body posture, your body habitus, the way you walk, the shuffling gait that you have. Well, now let's take it another step further. Many researchers know that if you're in that kind of mood, one way you can get out of that mood quite rapidly, and it helps quite a bit, is to reverse your posture. Hold your head up, your shoulders back, you're walking fast, you're walking straight, and you put a smile on your face. And you say, well, I don't feel like it. Well, no, you don't feel like it. But what you will find out later on, you will feel like it. Because your body, remember, your head affects your posture. The neurology in your head affects your posture. But also, here's the key, your posture can affect your neurology. It goes both ways. If you're feeling bad and you develop that head up, shoulders back, smile on your face, walking briskly, then your mood will change. Now, I agree. It doesn't change, in 30 seconds. It may take it a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, maybe even 15 minutes, 30 minutes to change. But your posture will affect your neurology. Your physical body posture will affect how you feel. So it can work both ways. What is the point of all of this? Well, number one, if you're feeling bad, all you've got to do is correct your posture, and pretty soon you'll be feeling a lot better. I'm not saying you'll be on top of the world, though you may be, but you're going to feel so much better. You're going to function so much better. You're going to be so much more pleasant to be around. That is important. That would be all we would talk about today, except one thing. Have you noticed so many younger people don't have this cheery, rosy outlook on the future? Have you noticed that? Have you noticed people 9, 10, 11, 12, they don't feel good about the future? And it's not just what's going on in the world, though everything always is going on in the world. It's not just that. It's these young people, these, you know, millennials even, these older people even, their mood is negatively affected by a lot of things. And you know where I'm going with this, or if you don't, you soon will. It's negatively affected by one thing. Not that this one thing is bad. It's the using of this one thing. It's the way we use it that's bad. For us, it's this. Not necessarily this type. Not necessarily this model. But it's one of these. One of these things right here. Right here. It comes to us daily. We have information coming to us daily. Some of it good, some of it bad. Good news can come to us through this device. Bad news can come to us from this device. But it's not the news. It's not the good news. It's not the bad news. It's not the emails. It's not the text. It's not the Facebook. It's not the Instagram. It's not the Snapchat. It's none of those. It's the use and or misuse of this thing, this phone, this information delivery system. It's the misuse of it. Have you caught on yet how these two are associated? Well, let's look. How do people use this thing? Well, they use it for text. They use it for emails. And you see people, I know I do too, I see them all the time, walking around with this thing in their hand. Their head is down. Their body is in like this. You're looking at it. Their head's down. And what they're doing, if you'll remember what we talked about previously, they're getting in the posture of the head down, the body in, and they are looking at this device in this posture of depression. That's right. The posture of losing, the posture of hopelessness, the posture of giving up, the posture of quitting, the posture of head down, body in, looking at this device. You'll go around like this all the time, looking at it. And what happens is, remember, we talked about it? The body posture affects the neurology. And so you stand in this posture constantly. And if you get out of the posture, you check when the thing buzzes. You check it all the time. You want to know what's happening. You want to keep up with the world. You want to know that this thing is not going to get ahead of you. this device, whether it's whoever makes it, you're down looking at it, and your hands are in together, and you're walking around like this, naturally, you're going to feel bad because you're in the posture. Your body is saying to your head, hey, something's wrong. I don't feel good. I just lost the game, or I just did this. Or, do you see what I'm talking about? I believe you do. Now, what can we do about this? Well, there are several things. You might only use it when you're sitting down, and that way you can hold it up where your eyes stay level. I never want to know about one of my friends. I never want to see you doing it. I never want to see you texting or reading emails or doing anything when you're driving, when you're operating machinery, when you're doing something dangerous. Do not take your mind, do not take your concentration off of what you're doing at the present that may be of danger to you or someone else. Now that that's out of the way, when you're at leisure, when you're in a passenger in the car, or your head's down, remember, you're resetting your body. You're telling your body, man, I'm not in a good mood today. My head's down. I've lost whatever it is. No. It's going to seem funny to other people to watch you doing this, but you don't really care because it's affecting your mood, your attitude. Hold the device up. Hold the device up at eye level where you can read it. Keep your body posture up. It's perfectly okay to use this. Let's just not let it use us to put us in a bad mood, put us in a bad attitude, put us in a loser mentality. That is the message. Remember, your neurology can affect your brain, can affect your body. Your brain can think sad thoughts, depressing thoughts. Your body goes into sad, depressing mode, head down. But at the same time, your body, when it's in that depressing mode, with this down, it tells your brain, hey, things aren't right. Things aren't right. Let's mirror what's happening in the body. Let's get in a bad mood. Let's get in this hopeless mood. Let's get in a mood where nothing can go right. That is a problem. That is a problem, and I hope you will tell other people about this message. Hold it up. Look at it this way. Every time you work at a desk, try not to bend over try to keep your head up. There are a lot of devices. You know, your computer monitor at your desk. You can raise up the computer monitor. You can put some books on it or something. Just get it up where your eyes stay level and not down. Your eyes want to stay level, even up a little higher. Look up. That's why they say look up to the heavens. And from, that's where your help comes from. That is very important to you, to your family, to your outlook, to your mood when you get home, to your kids. Be sure and alert your kids about what's happening, because so many kids are so depressed these days, and I believe a lot of it's due to this type of device that's putting us in bad posture and bad mood. I appreciate you being here with me. I'm George Flynn. This has been In Depth TV. We'll look forward to seeing you next time.